Tyler Friel with you on WISR 680 AM. Great to have you aboard, and also great to be joined by David Mizajewski. He's with the National Wildlife Federation and a spokesman for it. David, thank you for taking the time to join us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
So, National Wildlife Week, what does that all encompass?
So, the National Wildlife Federation has been doing National Wildlife Week all the way back since 1938. And really, it's a week where we kind of focus on celebrating the amazing wildlife that is found all across this country and really encourage people to get out exploring nature and kind of discovering that wildlife on its own. Of course, this year with the COVID-19 pandemic, our kind of message to folks is a little bit different. Normally we'd say, you know, get together with friends and family and go on that camping trip or hiking trip or whatever. This year we're really hoping that folks will maybe explore nature a little bit closer to home while we're all practicing social and physical distancing, trying to keep ourselves safe. And so this year for National Wildlife Week, we're encouraging people to just step outside your door. Look around at all the nature that's around you in your own yard or garden space or neighborhood even. You know, it's okay to go out on a walk or even locally if you want to go on a little hiking trail if they're still open, just as long as, again, you're practicing physical distancing. And what we're hoping folks will do is take what we are calling the My Wildlife Challenge. And it's a fun way that everybody can do something fun and positive to celebrate nature while we're all kind of stressed out under the pandemic. All you do is go to nationalwildlifeweek.nwf.org, that's our website, and you upload pictures of you and your family outside enjoying nature or just photos of the cool things you see in nature. And we have this great gallery where people can go and just kind of, again, view and celebrate the natural world and the wildlife that are in it. It's kind of fun. And of course, everybody that does that is going to be entered to win a cool outdoor prize pack.
And of course, as you mentioned, you know, where we broadcast here, we're in a city of Butler, a little small town, but nonetheless a city, but still have access to a lot of rural areas as well. And to your point, you can kind of get a glimpse of nature, whether it's inside a city or outdoors in some rural areas, correct?
That's right. And also on the National Wildlife Week website, we've got a ton of information and great tips and ways, again, that you can celebrate and experience nature, even while staying fairly close to home and while you're practicing, again, good social and physical distancing. For example, we've got a whole bunch of information on how you can either create or even just plan a garden right now. Gardening is really kind of a gateway into nature, and there are ways that you can actually create a garden that restores habitat for birds and butterflies and other things like that. So we've got a whole bunch of information on how to garden for wildlife. You know, everything is starting with something as simple as just planting some seeds. This is something that you can do with kids. A lot of parents I know are probably going a little stir crazy right now with the kids being home from school. You might have seed packets lying around. There are some seed companies that are still shipping seeds. But, you know, maybe you just go outside and there's probably some old flower heads in your yard or in your neighborhood where you can gather some seeds. Plant them. You could do this indoors in little paper cups. You know, help have the kids kind of watch the plants grow and care for them, then you can plant them outside. This could be vegetables, it could be herbs, you know, growing, you know, the whole victory garden idea is back where we're growing our own food, or it could be wildflowers that are going to, again, support the birds and the butterflies. So, you know, just again, another simple, easy way that will provide us a little bit of connection to nature, but, you know, also kind of a way to get outside and turn off the news and just try to focus on something positive. And that's really ultimately what we want folks to do during National Wildlife Week, is find some de-stressing and some solace in nature and celebrate it by participating.
We're talking with David Mizajewski of the National Wildlife Federation. And as you had mentioned earlier, this is a great opportunity. I know there are some people who may be inside the home and just watching television. But as you mentioned, David, you can still practice social distancing guidelines by getting outdoors and almost reconnecting with nature.
That's right. And you know, we always talk about the healing power of nature at the National Wildlife Federation and the health benefits of being in nature. You know, it's not necessarily healthy to be cooped up indoors. So obviously we don't want anybody to put themselves at risk for either getting COVID-19 or spreading it. But again, if you follow all of the best practices and recommendations from places like the CDC and other science-based health experts, and you practice your social and physical distancing, don't get within 6 feet of people, wear a mask when you go out, wash your hands, that kind of thing. And, you know, obviously don't go out unnecessarily and travel far away. But, you know, it's okay to go for a walk in your neighborhood. It's okay to certainly go out in your yard, turn off the devices, just kind of soak in some sunlight and get the fresh air, get your fingers in the dirt, look for and listen for the birds. It's spring migration. Birds are coming back, and they're going to be looking for nesting spots. This is a great thing, again, to get kids outdoors and kind of looking and observing. You can even do a little nature scavenger hunt. This is one of the things that that we recommend on our website. So, just make a list of some of the things that you think you might see when you're in your yard or out on your neighborhood walk, something like, a flower or a green leaf or a round stone, or it could even be things you hear, like the call of a bird. And, have the kids or the family members kind of have their own little checklist, and then you circle back and tally up, and whoever got the found the most is the winner. Just something simple like that that gets our minds off of the pandemic, that gets us thinking about nature. It could be something that also helps with the education. And on that note, too, one other amazing thing I want to mention on the National Wildlife Week website is all of the National Wildlife Federation's kids magazines. So that's Ranger Rick, Ranger Rick Jr., and Ranger Rick Cub. We've made available for free. So these are great educational resources all about wildlife and nature. We also have included parent guides and educator guides, so you can use the magazines for homeschooling. Educators can work it into their curriculum. So it's just another resource that we want to put out there to, help people get reconnected to nature during National Wildlife Week.
What are some of the things that you're doing during this time?
Well, I'm doing everything that I've just been talking about. I have a dog, so we got to take the dog out on walks. So it's, again, just making sure we're not getting too close to anybody while we're out doing that. Otherwise, I've actually been spending a good bit of time out in the yard. Again, it's springtime. I've got some bird feeders that I ordered some seed for, so I'm keeping them filled and doing a little bit of gardening myself. So, it's as simple as that. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, but just that simple act of reconnecting to nature can be just so helpful right now. And of course, if you're gardening for wildlife, it has that extra benefit of helping to support those birds and butterflies and bees and pollinators and things like that.
We're talking with David Mizajewski of the National Wildlife Federation. I know here in Butler County, we have at least two state parks that are really neat. I had a chance to go to one, I want to say a few weeks ago, again, practicing social distancing, but it is so cool and so neat. I hadn't been there for such a long time to actually look around in the hills of western Pennsylvania and just see how neat the landscape is, to see what a really fast-moving creek looks like. And I think, to your point, when you actually start to take in nature, it can really be breathtaking.
It really is. Again, there's a lot of research out there that shows that just spending time outdoors is a great way to de-stress. It's obviously great exercise. Again, while we have so much on our minds right now and things are they're difficult for a lot of people, finding solace in nature is a real thing. And so we do encourage people, even if it's, again, the nature right outside your door in your own yard or neighborhood, to just take a few minutes and do that. And National Wildlife Week is a perfect time to do that. And I'll add, too, that we've been hearing a lot of anecdotal reports about wild animals, because there's so few people out and about, kind of making themselves a little bit more known. And so you might actually increase your chances of spotting some cool wildlife, even, again, in your own neighborhood right now. So it's a great time to get outside.
We're talking with David Mizajewski of the National Wildlife Federation. Again, if you could give the informational aspects for this. I know you talked about the hashtag My Wildlife Challenge, but people, if they are interested in learning more, what website and where else can they find information at?
Sure thing. Yeah, it's as simple as just doing a Google search for National Wildlife Week. Our website will come up. The URL is nationalwildlifeweek.nwf, as in National Wildlife Federation, .org. So nationalwildlifeweek.nwf.org.
He's David Mizajewski. You can catch him on television. You can catch him on social media. And you can find him, out in nature as well. David, thanks for the time. I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back with more right after this.